Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. It's a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today we are so glad to be talking with the Chancellor and Chief Academic Officer of Penn State Dubois, Dr. Zhengwu Driu, better known as Dr. J or JR. JR, thank you so much for being here today and for allowing me to call you JR and here for the very first edition of Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation. Mm-hmm. My full name is Zhengwu Driu. Zhengwu means giving.
Okay. Driu
means a kind of tree. It's actually a willow tree. So I'm a giving willow tree. Such a fitting name for my role as the Chancellor and Chief Academic Officer here at Penn State Dubois.
Well, that is fantastic. Yeah. So could you give us a brief history of your personal life and what your position involves at Penn State Dubois?
Sure, yeah. I started working at actually Penn State back in 2005. Mm-hmm. So that's when I got my teaching job as an assistant professor of information sciences and technology at Penn State Altoona. Mm-hmm. So a while ago, this is actually my 19th year at Penn State.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I just passed that milestone.
Yes.
So very proud of my Penn State service. At Penn State Altoona, I spent 17 years going through many different types of roles. I eventually became a full professor, so that's when it comes to promotion as a faculty member, that's the highest you can get. Mm-hmm. When I reached that milestone, one of the things I started thinking about was how I could give back to the Penn State community, which has given so much to me. Mm-hmm. And of course, as a faculty member before that, I was trying to play many of these administrative roles. I'm still trying to give back as much as possible. But there was this opportunity to become the head of a division called the, actually, you know, you will like this, I think. The acronym is the BEAST. So
it's always be good to be in charge of the BEAST, huh?
Yeah. So Division of Business Engineering and Information Sciences and Technology, mm-hmm. that was the division. And I became the head of the division. I served, you know, there as the head at Altoona for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And then eventually this job at Penn State Dubois opened up. And that was really exciting because I thought it will provide me with even a bigger, greater opportunity to serve. Mm. So that's why I jumped on it, and that's how I'm here today.
And it's great having you here. Mm. And as campus chancellor at Penn State Dubois, you were the obvious choice to have on the program today as we get these campus connection features started on Connect FM. Yeah. So would you please give us a kind of a broad overview of Penn State Dubois? Why is it called Small but Mighty?
Yeah, there's a lot to share. Before I do that, I also want to mention a little bit about, you know, my role as the Chancellor and Chief Academic Officer. My biggest goal here, or the responsibility, is to, of course, make our campus as successful as possible, mm-hmm. as sustainable as possible, through, of course, helping our faculty, staff, students succeed in their goals. So that's really my biggest mission here.
Yes.
And because of our land grant mission, another big goal, big responsibility I have is to help our community, mm-hmm. in this case, meet their needs. And I do know, just over the couple of years I've been here, now it's a little more than a couple of years, but there is really a huge need in terms of workforce development.
Sure.
So yeah, that is really one of my top priority, to help our community, again, succeed as much as possible.
Right.
So going back to the topic of our campus, one thing I want to say just from the very beginning, from the get-go, is that we are, you know what you're going to say.
Penn State, yes.
Yeah.
Got to fill that in there.
Exactly. So, yeah, I do this all the time. And so the reason we're here at Du Bois is, of course, make our Penn State education as accessible as possible throughout the Commonwealth, in this case, in Du Bois. This access mission is really critical because one thing I can share is more than 40% of our enrollment, our students, they're first generation students. Mm. So we're definitely at the forefront of making this higher education, college education accessible to the population here. We have 6 4-year degree programs: business, applied materials engineering, human development and family studies, information technology, criminal justice, and multidisciplinary studies.
Okay.
And we also offer 2-year degree programs in those disciplines, except for criminal justice. Mm-hmm. We also have very special additional 2-year programs called Occupational Therapy Assistant, or OTA, and Wildlife Technology programs. Mm. Of course, we have our 2+2 programs, meaning students can get started here and move on to any of the Penn State campuses. Mm-hmm. So once again, truly, we offer all these opportunities to make college education as accessible as possible. Just one fun fact about our programs.
Yes.
So we offer these 2 very unique programs only available at Penn State Du Bois.
Okay.
One is Applied Materials Engineering, mm-hmm. and then the other is Wildlife Technology Program.
And that's always fun and exciting to hear about when you know that we have something exclusive to the Penn State system right here in Du Bois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and getting into that phrase, small but mighty.
Yes, yeah.
As our former director of enrollment management used to say, repeat a lot in many of our events, that phrase is really near and dear to us because, especially in higher education, small is, I would say, beautiful because by being small, we really get to know our students, our faculty, our staff really get to know our students.
Absolutely.
And that way we can provide this personalized education.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying small is a beautiful thing in college education, higher education. And when we know more about our students, of course, we know their weaknesses, we know their strengths, and we can customize the education they truly need.
Great, great.
Yep. And another beautiful thing about being small is opportunities, I would say, because, we offer a lot of opportunities at our campus, but there are more opportunities to go around at our campus because we're small. Mm-hmm. Just to give an example, we were able to offer $800,000 in scholarships at our campus. So for a small campus like ours, that number is really huge.
That's a big percentage.
Very, very high up there. And we are mighty because we get all the resources of this world-class research university called Penn State.
Yes.
So you ask for it, we deliver it.
All right.
And there are so many impacts we're making as a campus.
Yeah.
So just to give an example, in terms of economic impact, Penn State is an economic engine, right? And our campus alone contributed to the local economy by the amount of $25 million reported in our previous study.
Right,
So we are definitely making a huge impact at our
And it's important to hear about those things and the impact that definitely makes you mighty.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. And all about, our sports teams winning national championships, like our baseball team that won multiple times the small college World Series championships.
Yes.
And our faculty members are, of course, nationally and internationally renowned scholars. We have these wonderful, very capable staff members who often get recognized throughout the university.
Oh, wonderful. That gives us a better understanding of what it means to be small, but mighty.
Oh, yeah.
JR, can I ask you, what's your favorite part about being the chancellor and the chief academic officer at Penn State Du Bois?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing for me is being able to help every day, help our students, faculty, staff, when they need me the most. And sometimes I, you know, just wake up and pinch myself, just trying to make sure this is not a dream.
You're actually doing something you love, right?
Oh, yeah. So I love my job just because of, you know, all the assistance I can provide to our community at Penn State Du Bois. I love learning. So I did this leadership character kind of assessment, and my top characteristic as a person, as a leader, was actually learning. And in my position, I'm not lying, because I'm such a learner, and because I have so many opportunities to learn, like every single day, that's like one of the best things, you know, about my position here at Penn State Du Bois. For example, you know, I constantly learn about the community needs, especially in terms of our like powder metal industry.
Right.
I think I'm now probably like knowledgeable enough to be dangerous, but but the more I learn about these things, I feel that the more I can help our community.
Yeah.
And of course, I know we have this huge workforce, you know, development needs in our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the last thing I like about my job is, I mean, this was even the case when I was just focusing on teaching, but you get to see these students, like first year students, and they go through these 4 years.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like when they come out of this, I don't want to use that analogy, but whatever that black box, higher education, college, I see this huge difference. I mean, the transformation they go through, that's another wonderful thing. And I don't know, it may be my destiny to be here, because one of my favorite movies, I don't know whether I can, you know, promote the movie here, but
I'm sure you can mention it.
Yeah. So Groundhog Day.
You can definitely mention that one.
So yeah, so the backdrop is actually here, right?
Right,
so,
right.
Punxsie.
Yeah, it sure is.
And as a college, you know, of course, professor still, that's who I am. But as the chancellor and chief academic officer, I feel that I'm in that movie, because we always have these commencement ceremonies. We go through these, not, I would say, a routine, but I mean, every time we do this, it's, I mean, new to me, but we go through these this process of, you know, students actually getting transformed. And I'm probably one of those people who could say, I really enjoy being in that, you know, Groundhog Day movie, because I love it.
Never gets old, right? Never gets old.
Not at all.
Yeah, that is so great.
Yeah.
And Dr. J, I'm sure that to make Penn State Du Bois stand out and to be so mighty, it requires a dedicated team of qualified staff and faculty members. And you touched on that a little bit earlier. But what would you say makes your Penn State Du Bois staff and faculty team stand out and very special?
Yeah, I would say the most beautiful quality is that all of us at the campus, they care.
Yeah.
You know, they're committed. They show their passion when they work with our students and community members. And I mean, those qualities just radiate from all the people at our campus. Mm. So I'm just so proud of all this passion they're projecting to our community that really need us.
Yes.
At this particular time and at this particular place.
Yeah.
And I also feel very proud of our team, because I sense it every time when we have these meetings, when I talk to them, but I feel that we have such an effective and cohesive team at our campus. That doesn't mean we don't, you know, disagree. We do disagree here and there, but at the end of the day.
Oh, that's so hard to believe.
Yeah, yeah. We're such a beautiful, big family.
Sure.
And as a family, sometimes we disagree.
Yes, exactly.
But we all come together at the end of the day. And that's, I think, one of the beautiful things about our campus.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, although it's not always perfect, we try to be always mindful. We try to be always compassionate. We listen. And that's one of the, I think, most important ingredients, especially to make up such a beautiful family at Penn State Dubois. Mm,
most definitely. Now, if someone is listening in today, and we hope that many are, that might be seriously considering an education at Penn State Dubois, mm-hmm. either as a young person or even as an older person. Mm-hmm. So what would be your message to that person today?
Yeah, we're eager to help you develop your career in a field you're passionate about. Our goal is, of course, to make college education as accessible as possible. So please come and visit us at any time.
Mm.
We also have these visitation days.
Right.
So all you have to do is just visit our website and register for one of those visitation days, mm-hmm. if you have any particular discipline in mind.
Okay.
And I'd love to see you in person.
Fantastic. Thanks again so much, JR, for spending some time with us on this very first edition of Campus Connection. And we're looking forward to hearing more about Penn State Dubois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.